Hello, everyone. This is the Secular Atheist Podcast. You know what it is. Today, I have a video of, I don't really know, actually. It's two creationists arguing over, I have no idea, actually. They're both fucking wrong, in my opinion, so it's very confusing. The reason why I chose this video, I really don't care. It's just who the creationists are. That's what made me choose the video. It's Greg Kukul, which I've only recently heard of through his sheer stupidity. And fucking Deepak Chopra, dude. This is finna be epic proportions of stupid. This is going to go in any direction. Wildfire. Blind fucking people are going to get hit in the crossfire. This is going to go wild. But anyway, let's let them run the fucking gauntlet, I guess.
Dr. Chopra, if you look at the four Gospels and you look at what Christianity historically has accepted as being the most accurate depiction of what Jesus said, did, and et cetera, you would concede that your conception of an impersonal God would contradict that. Is that right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It would.
Okay.
And, you know, I disagree with the...
Wait. The premise of what they even just started with is dumb, too. So, Jesus isn't personal to Christians? And they don't view him as God? I don't know. I'm just going to start thinking y'all all fucking liars. You know? Because, like, you say one thing, and you say do some other shit, and it's like... Which is it, man? Which is it?
Mr. Kukul, that the four Gospels were, you know, written at the time of Jesus' existence.
When do you think they were written?
Well, according to all scholarly research, anywhere from 60 AD to 100 AD.
Yeah, at 62 AD, the book of Acts was finished. That was the account of the early church, and Paul was in prison at that time. We know when he was in prison. By secular history, it was in 62, okay? The book of Acts was written by Luke after...
Well, the problem with this is it was the first book written about Jesus' life was 70 years after the motherfucker was dead, wasn't it? I mean, after the AD point, after death, it was 70 AD when the first couple books came around. 70 years is a lot. It can't happen in 70 years. I mean, we got rid of fucking segregation in 70 years. We did pretty... No, that took longer, actually. And then you guys came back up with different kinds of racism. We're still working on that. So, shit takes a long time. It takes a lot longer than 70 years to fix some shit. You know? Basically, what I'm saying is, within 70 years, if you're playing the phone game, and I start saying by saying cigarette, by the time it gets to the last person, they're probably saying pussy. You know? So, it really wouldn't change much. Well, it wouldn't change much. It would change entirely.
His gospel, that means the gospel of Luke had to be written in the late 50s. All scholars say the gospel of Luke was not the first gospel, but rather Mark was the first gospel and possibly Matthew. So you have two other accounts written before the...
What he just said does not help his case. If that's true, Luke was the earliest dude, I'm pretty sure. If he's not the earliest, and you're talking about Mark and shit, that pushes the dates further out, doesn't it? Those dudes are after that guy, I'm pretty sure. What the hell?
End of the second decade after the death of Christ. So by that reckoning, within 15 years, you have writings circulating about the life of Christ from people who experienced the very thing. That's good scholarship, and that's standard scholarship. Are there people out there on the fringes that say differently? Certainly, but that's not sound scholarship. I just gave a very good argument for early dating, and it's sound.
Okay, you know, I read... You didn't even say... Dude, honestly, I'm drawing a blank here because nothing has been said so far. They wooed so hard, it was literally nothing. Now, here's the master of woo. Now, this video says that Deepak lost. I don't know, man. He's the master of woo. We'll find out. I'm going on the woo scale. I'm not even going by this argument. They're both wrong. So what's the fucking point? Whoever woos the hardest wins this. That's who wins this for me. We'll figure out who. His woo was so good and smooth that I didn't even notice it. It went down very good. There were a few little things where I was like, oh, dumbass, stupid. Okay. You know, and a few things I caught him, but it went down very smooth. Now, Deepak's shit, be rich and strong. Let's figure out. Let's see what's...
Recent news. which differed quite different, you know, quite a lot from your account.
Consider the source. Newsweek and the Jesus Seminar, even those people who are considered very, very radical, even by liberal academic scholars on this issue, they don't draw from the right sources, quite frankly.
Okay. You do. You must.
Yeah, both of you guys totally do. Both of you guys are so well fucking logicked in all of your shit. You know, you guys just don't pull nothing out your asses. This dude just had the smoothest fucking turd I just seen ever. Like, I was like, wow, okay, I see you. You made your poop look very nice. Doesn't look like poop. You know how to disguise it. That's a new trait I haven't seen yet. But he'll fuck that up soon.
From the right source.
No, there is a wide variety of sources to draw from that mainline evangelical and non-evangelical scholarship to draw from.
You motherfuckers is just drawing from one book called the Bible. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Y'all got to update somehow. God updated his book. You know, like, it's software that, you know, it wears out and you gotta be updated, you know, because it's software wears out. And, you know, trial and error, which makes no fucking sense because it's God, you know, they can make fucking anything. Why would you even need to repair the shit? They can make it however they please. I was gonna bring up a bunch of points and I lost my train of thought anyway because I'm a little bit stoned. I'm going to have to stop getting high before I do these podcasts because I'd be forgetting a lot of good shit that I want to go into. Fucking drugs. You're ruining my life and making it so much fucking better.
And they didn't do that. I mean, I just
know agree that the King James Bible is like the 18th or 19th iteration since the year 313?
No, you have a misunderstanding about how translations take place. This is my field.
No, damn. See, on reason, so I think Deepak be on some, he was scamming these motherfuckers because you just use reason, Deepak. I just seen you try to, you just used the kriya correctly, too. You did it properly. Like, you just use logic. Was that real? Was that reality? Did he give reality a cameo? Proud of you.
Wide variety of sources to draw from that mainline evangelical and non-evangelical scholarship to draw from, and they didn't do that. I mean,
do you agree that the King James Bible is like the 18th or 19th iteration since the year 313?
You have a misunderstanding about how translations take place. This is my field.
So you got a misunderstanding about how translations take place. He even started to tell you nothing about the translation. How you should have let him at least run on a little bit of a diatribe before you interrupt it. You know, you gotta understand his surface real thick and you're like, man, I'm gonna drown. But believe me, you can swim the same in surf as you can in water. But a lot of people be like, what are you talking about? Yeah, you can. Yeah, well, if you were strong enough, I guess. I don't know, but theoretically you could. Yeah. I would say not surf, just liquids that are stronger. Maybe that was a terrible analogy on my part. Anyway, Deepak just fucking snapped because translations, I just said it, the phone game. Once it reaches the second person, all these mistakes get passed down. All you need one or two mistakes, and then the chain just starts. It starts with one. And this has been around how long? How long has this book been around? How many times has it been rechanged? You're changing it still to this day. Like, I look and there'll be new translations, and while I look at that, I look and I'll be like, that just says something entirely different. Like, yeah, y'all literally changed the verse that says women, children. And I'll be like, just, okay. And we'll put something entire. Y'all were trying to change the whole verse. And I look at like, what the fuck? No, you want me to bust out the King James? You want me to show you what you're supposed to say? I don't know where the fuck this new shit came from. But I don't understand how there can be even a New Testament. I honestly don't know how. How do you get an update? And then it just keeps going. What comes next after that? You already have one new update. What's next? Where did it stop? You know, if we go by the update from Old Testament, we end up at Mormonism. That's where we end up. Not even that. That's the latest guys. There may be someone after that. Who knows? But right now, Mormonism. It's, do Jehovah's Witnesses got them beat? Not sure which one came out when. Anyway, let's get back to Depot and Craig.
The translation goes from the Greek into the English from the original manuscripts, and the original language was Greek. So you have one iteration from what I use now, like a New American Standard or an NIV Bible, and what was written then. One iteration, not 18 iterations. There have been other translations really that they don't build upon.
Then he goes on, there have been other translations. If I rewind that, they were talking about translations from the Jump Street. Dude, I never thought I'd be defending Depot. And then you say Depot lost on the thing. I should have known. Depot won with one fucking question almost. Dude, seriously? Seriously.
And you really believe that Christ's version of the truth is the only version of the truth.
I think Jesus was right. I think if the Gospels are accurate, and they, I have every reason to believe that they are in their broad salient details. And here's a man who claimed to be God, who claimed to be the only way of heaven.
You have every reason to believe. I should let him. I'm not going to attack that part. I'm going to let him go because I want to drop that fucking atheist hammer, but hold on to that shit.
Salvation, who clearly claimed to be the way of forgiveness of sin, and then controlled the forces of nature, raised the dead, healed the sick, cast out demons, predicted his own death and resurrection, and then raised himself from the dead, and eyewitnesses saw this. Now, if that really happened...
So, well, first of all, if you're talking about the Gospels, that didn't even happen in some of them. Some they were different. Different shit happened in different Gospels. Like, the endings were fucking wildly different. Like, this dude's supposed to be a scholar. I think he's just dishonest, honestly. Like, and that's me being nice. That's me going, I think he's just dishonest. Because the other one would be stupid, you know, and I don't think he's stupid. He seems like a fairly educated guy. I think he feels that if he lies for Jesus, it's okay, because it's technically not lying then, because Jesus. Which is so sad and immoral.
And that's really the question here. Then Jesus has tremendous credibility in my book. And frankly, I'm going to stick with Jesus Christ instead of with Deepak Chopra on this issue.
Yeah, but what if I showed you similar accounts in the East about other people?
Then I'd have to see...
Is Deepak a fucking atheist? Because he's literally... Whoa! He's whipping your ass. I guess it's kind of, he could definitely be a mystic atheist. You know, I see those all the time. You know, these spiritual ass atheists, they confuse the shit out of me. You know, I'm like, you just traded one gangster for another, dude. You just switched out. So all that happened. you traded one drug for another. Like,
whether the justification, if you are just as critical of the historical reliability of those documents as you are of the gospel accounts, and to see if those documents have as well attested evidence for their historical reliability as the gospel accounts. So far, I haven't seen that.
But
You a damn lie, dude. Islam especially. Dude, what? Dude, what? We know Muhammad existed, motherfucker. We have evidence of Muhammad existing, motherfucker. We don't have evidence of Jesus existing except for in the fucking Bible and all the fucking Spanish people named Jesus. What the hell are you talking about? Are you fucking serious, dude? I wish I was named Jesus. I'm Spanish and black, but wish I was named Jesus. That would have been kind of cool for that joke. And then for me to be an atheist and be named Jesus, oh man, that would have been the name of the channel. It would have just been perfect. Everything would have lined up. But I'm Josh, the secular atheist. Yeah, that's just how it is, man.
Personally, both East and West versions of God are mostly mythical and not historical.
Does it come down to the issue of truth, Dr. Chopra, that can we or can we not know the truth about God?
I think in a certain state of awareness, when we can experience deep stillness within us, we can get a great taste for it. But I don't think we can, in the relative, ever know the truth unless we are willing to embrace our own uncertainty and say, I'll trust the unknown because of what I've experienced. But, you know, my faith doesn't come from a book.
Okay.
Not even mine.
Well, just the.
In a way. So this is. Oh, this is. They're. I lived through both of these guys. It's like. Fucking worldviews. I've been through both of these already, actually. I literally started from the Christian worldview. And slowly as I read the Bible and became educated and became better at reading and read other books that are written as narratives, just as the exact same way as the Bible is written, and you're like, who the fuck is seeing all of this? Which is like my number one problem with the Bible. They're like, in the beginning, who the hell is talking there? Who is seeing in the beginning? Is this God talking? Why the fuck is his grammar wrong? Why is so much wrong there? I don't even know if his grammar is wrong technically, but it's kind of fucked up to be, a God. If a God wrote that book, anybody who opened it would be able to read it. No matter the language, like the motherfucking shit would be perfect. We don't see that. Who would have thought Deepak was like, I'm going to take the atheist role, just like Joe Rogan did back in the day. He was like, I'm going to take the atheist role. Speaking of that, how long before Joe Rogan comes out and says, I'm religious now? How long? It won't be long. Maybe a year or two. Maybe he'll hold on to that little bit of an integrity. But then again, maybe he was never an atheist to begin with. You know, I don't think he actually ever was an atheist. So maybe I'm wrong on that one. Anyway, who would have thought Deepak would be the fucking voice of reason? How did that ever happen? I never thought I would see that. This is truly a rare event.
The idea of truth is diametrically opposed to taking a leap of faith. Listen, Lee, if you can't know what the truth is on things in general, you will not survive 24 hours. Everybody who gets in a car, everybody who takes medicine, everybody who walks out the door has to have some way of assessing what the truth is.
But now, these kinds of questions have religious truth that's so different.
Yeah, it's different because most of our truths are repeatable, testable, you know, and demonstrable. Religious truth, it's none of those things. I don't even know if it's repeatable. It damn sure ain't testable. Oh, well, it's testable, actually. And it's failed. It's failed all of those tests. It's failed. Dramatically failed. On the same line as a placebo. And in some cases, probably worse than the placebo. Which is saying something. It's kind of really sad, actually.
Well, this is
why
the question is whether
question
it's true
got
or not.
To be the only one that's true.
I'm not arguing right now that this one is the only one that's true. What I'm trying to argue is that they can't all be true. And just because you have people who have different conceptions of truth doesn't mean that all conceptions of truth are equal.
But there
if
as
people
much
have a different conception of truth, then obviously they could be mistaken.
They're as fervently convinced as you are that
that's right. That's
true.
Why it doesn't matter how fervent a person is. What matters is the reasons he has for believing what he believes.
Yeah, before the break,
then you're fucked. Then you're absolutely fucked. Because the reason why you believe is just pure trash. We're going to go to a commercial real quick. We'll be back after this message. I think it's Anchor commercial.
A break, Dr. Chopra. You were talking about your concept of God, and we got into the Jesus issue and a little bit of clarity between the difference of opinion between you and Mr. Kokel. You had said that you carry around the Sermon on the Mount, which Jesus delivered, in which he did some of his teaching, and yet Greg was saying that there are other teachings of Jesus concerning judgment, concerning sin, and so forth, that you don't subscribe to. So how can you kind of pick and choose what you want to take from Jesus and mix it with other people, other people's...
I think he just said their names backwards, but who cares?
Viewpoints, doesn't that contradict itself there?
The... King James version of the Bible is about the 19th iteration. If you go look at the history of Christianity, Western Christianity began about 313 AD when King Constantine...
I just have a feeling, I wonder if Deepak is just a different religion. And if I shit on that religion, will he just be tap dancing like the other guy? You know, because then reality would go back to making sense. Because right now, Deepak's arguing from the atheist standpoint, which I've never thought I would see. Little proud of you. But he didn't use too much woo. He didn't even really need to use woo. He literally just asked this man basic, simple questions, and these questions basically destroyed this man. Yeah, these very terrible questions.
Constantine decided to adopt it for political reasons. There are versions of Christianity that are quite different. You know, St. Paul went west and then others went east. And even amongst Christians, there are a wide variety of ideas about what Christ said or did not say. We have no direct evidence of what he said because the Gospels, even the four Gospels, were written long after the death of Christ. And there are other Gospels which we are more familiar with in the East, and we have a tradition of really having reverence for Christ as a messenger of God, but not the only messenger of God. And all I can say is that's the worldview I was brought up with.
Yeah.
So he was like Islamic or Muslim or whatever they called it. It was Middle Eastern and all that bullshit. But clearly, for me, that would just be more evidence that it's bullshit. That both are bullshit. Like, one came after, clearly, and they looked from the first one, took all the tips from the first one, was like, bad, that shit worked, I'm gonna keep that. Let's get rid of the... Nah, they kept the most of the fucked up shit, actually. Some of the fucked up shit they may have got rid of. Pretty sure they didn't chop some chick up and send her to 12 places in Israel, but you never know.
Well that basically all he said is that there are different points of view with regards to Jesus and other religions, which to me is quite obvious. The question is, how do we know the right answer about any of these kinds of things? You go back to the primary source documents that give you the information about those people. Dr. Chopra is just mistaken in his assertion that that we don't have any good record of the life of Jesus. Actually, Lee, you've done tremendous work on this yourself. There is tremendous, powerful scholarship that...
Oh, I forgot to mention to you guys, this thing is being hosted by Lee fucking Strobel. If there was not a bias to begin with, now there fucking is. There was a virus and a bias to fucking begin with from Jumpstart. But I will give Lee Strobel his props. He's kind of backed up. He didn't jump into the debate. He wasn't like one of those kind of Christians. Well, you wrong because Jesus. You're jumping into the debate like you the motherfuckers. You can't say that about Jesus. I will hit you. Like, but luckily, Strobel, actually not too bad a moderator for now. For now. Oh, and clearly he's definitely Christian. He doesn't hide that. Like, as soon as he jumps up, he's like, blump, he's like, preacher, Christian, you know, he does his thing, his spew, and he's like, back to these motherfuckers debating. Nah, you better win this, boy.
That demonstrate that the Gospels are written early and not late, that they represent eyewitness reports, and...
Written early? Dude, no. If that was the case, they would have wrote it as they were going through it. Nobody wrote about the shit. The Romans, none of them. Like, two... And then what they do is they point to, like, the execution list in Rome or whatever, and they go, look, there were two Christs! There were two Christos. Oh... And you know what's funny? I bet you neither one had superpowers. Wanna know why? Because they fucking died. They were hung up on the thing and they couldn't fly. You know what happened? You know what makes me really sad about this whole Jesus story? It makes me laugh a tiny bit. I hate to say it because it's a little funny. It's some shit that I would write in my own story. I hate to say it. But dude knows really good magic tricks, right? Convinces a small group of idiots he's God. They believe him. he ends up, the fucking authorities get wind of it, and they're like, we gotta see if this dude's really got powers. They keep trying to see if he's got powers, and he's like, man, fuck you, man, I ain't showing you shit. It's like, dude, what? Dude, I don't even know you, man. I'm trying to fucking help you out. Like, you're saying you got, and I want to put you on the damn pedestal. Like, you got, I want to hook you up like you say, right? It said, the books say that we're supposed to agree with you when you get here, and we're supposed to set you as king. So that's what I'm trying to do. You're like, man, fuck your prophecy. Straight up Key and Peeled that bitch. Straight up, heaven is for pussies. That's straight up, dude. Like, it makes me laugh because it's like, all you had to do was do a fucking trick and they would have believed you. Why not? You did all those tricks before and you got there, was like, man, fuck you, nigga, I ain't gotta show you shit. You took away my goddamn rubber bands and my goddamn hair clips. You want a trick now? What the fuck? You know, you, let me see them cards. Oh, I can't play with the cards. Nah, neither. Oh, I see. Okay.
And they tell us, give us a reasonably accurate view of what Jesus actually said and what he did. And these are the important situations. These are the important details that I'm talking about here. Because people have differences of opinion about it doesn't mean that nobody can possibly know. He said, Dr. Chopra said earlier, who's to say? Well, the answer is the person with the best reasons gets to say. You look at the writings and you see it.
The person with the best reasons gets to say. Motherfucker, do you, you thought Jay was just gonna slip through, huh? You thought you was just gonna get away with that one. The person with the most reasons, I don't know if he said the most reasons or the best reasons, but it don't really matter. That is some mafia type ass shit. That is some mafioso thinking. The person with the best reasons wins. What are you talking about, dude? What are you talking about? So I guess in most cases, yeah, that would make sense. Maybe like in a court of law, someone shoots another person. The person with the best reason for shooting gonna get the fuck out of there. Ain't going to jail, you know. But then again, not necessarily, man. Like, there's so many cases where just because you have the best reasons doesn't necessarily mean you should be the one to do whatever. You get me? Like, I'm broke as shit. Never owned a car. Probably scared to drive. So much. All this, I was going to make up a bunch of excuses to why I can't get a car. And I should just go steal a car. Right? You know, I had the most reasons. What are y'all doing? These people could buy the cars. I couldn't buy the car. I had to steal it. I had the most reasons to steal it, though. I had to take kids to school and all kinds of shit, man. I had to steal that. You know, that's how it's supposed to go. And then what would happen is I'd be in fucking jail. And I'd be like watching this video in jail. That's what the fuck would be happening.
If somebody's accurately represented them, I could take some of the things that Dr. Chopra has said today and I could isolate them and characterize him as a fundamentalist Christian who believes exactly as I do. If I were to do that, he would consider himself ill-abused and he'd be right. But we think nothing about doing the same thing with Jesus, isolating those things that fit into our worldview and make Jesus into somebody like us, rather than letting him be himself. By the way, Christians do this as well. It seems manifestly clear in any record of...
His woo was easier to swallow. Now he's not even arguing against Deepak. He's just like, man, I'm going to fight the air. Because this dude's using atheist stuff and that's not even fair. Like, this dude's over here asking me serious questions and shit. You're supposed to let me win, Deepak. Just go tell me to win. Now you're going to win and shit. Sneaky bastard. Like, I genuinely wonder how the fuck this dude can think like this. This man is either in an extreme, I missed one earlier. He may be in an extreme form in denial. You know, he may, and which is good. An extreme form of denial is actually good because he could be going further into that denial, which one day he'll just fucking explode. Blow up. He'll just blow up one day. And we'll never know how that will manifest. Or it'll go the opposite way. It'll regress out of it, and which is why I think it's good. He'll actually be going to the correct direction towards reason, even though he doesn't know it. Because that would be doubts, which is good. Yeah, sometimes it's good to carry doubts, man. I know a lot of people tell you different, but fuck them.
Of what Jesus had to say, that Jesus wasn't a Hindu mystic. He didn't believe in cosmic consciousness. He was a Jew. He was a monotheist. He was a Jewish rabbi. He held to the Old Testament, and he made some corrections in people's misunderstandings. But his worldview was a Jewish biblical worldview and not a Hindu worldview. And we would be well to read Jesus' statements in light of that if we're going to take him seriously. One of the reasons we quote Jesus, and Dr. Chopra does...
I know he thought he was doing himself a service with that last statement, but both are absolutely fucking terrifying. One's like a stabbing god with many arms. Like, yeah, none of that. One's a volcano and one's a bunch of blades. I don't want to get neither between any of those motherfuckers, which I'm currently am right now.
As well, because Jesus is someone to be contended with. If he is, we should listen to him carefully and be very careful that we get his statements right.
Okay, Dr. Chopra?
What about people who are not Christians? What about them? Are they damned to go to hell forever?
Well, the answer to this is very simple in a broad sense. I mentioned earlier that reality has a way of...
Ooh, please don't say yes. Please don't say it. He should. I thought he was gonna be like, this has a simple answer. Yes, they burn like some crazy shit. He's all into it. No, but hopefully he doesn't go in that direction. But come on.
Bruising people who don't take it seriously. Whether I'm right or whether you're right in our respective views, there are consequences to people who get it wrong. If you're right and I get it wrong, I'm going to be hurt by that, Dr. Chopra. If I'm right... And
how would you be... Oh, well, maybe he's a different... He's maybe Hindu, right? And so, I don't know. If I'm right, none of you... You'll both be... No, you'll be... I'm right. Let's just put it like that. You're both wrong, and I'm right. Let's just say it like that. Let's just say it how it is, man.
You get it wrong, and others get it wrong, then they can be hurt by it as well. I'm just simply saying there are consequences. If what Jesus said is right, then there are serious consequences for unbelief, because everybody will stand before God and give an account for their life and be properly tried for the crimes that they committed against God. Now, maybe Jesus is wrong. Maybe you're right, but if you're...
Did you hear him at the last part? He said that so quick. He said, and the crimes they committed against God. Motherfucker, you wearing blue jeans is a crime against God. You cutting your hair is a crime against God. You eating shellfish is a crime against God. What the fuck? Are you joking? Are you serious? Long hair onto a man is disgraceful. Like, I just... But don't cut your sideburns. If we get time travel, we need to go back and rewrite that book. We need to rewrite that motherfucker. We need to catch them as they trying to write it. Because, you know, we going to catch they bitch ass. Because that's what they trying to do. But more than likely the Catholic Church or some shit like that. Catch their asses writing it. Whip their ass. And make it better. And then it would look like it's from the future. And then even further in the future, motherfuckers be like, man, somebody got some of this shit wrong. Like, you know, it's just how time works, you know. I've been to the future a few times. It's fucking terrible. Terrible. Nigga, I came back here.
You're right, I'm going to miss out. There are consequences for getting the truth wrong. And this is why I'm emphasizing we have to be very careful about the truth issue.
See, the difference between you and me is you're certain and I'm not. That's all. You know, and my uncertainty I'm willing to embrace, and I'm comfortable with my uncertainty, and you seem to know the truth. So that's our essential difference. And, you know, when I talk to Islamic people, they're very certain about their point of view, and so are the Hindu fundamentalists, and so that's where the problem lies.
Okay, this to me...
I like how Deepak just slowly... tapped his shoulder like, hey man, you see his hand creeping up his shoulder. Yeah, hey man, and then he just starts fucking choking him. He just chokes the shit out of him. Like, that was brilliant. Deepak just is like, I never expected to hear this from Deepak, because usually when I hear him, he's talking about woo, and he pass the torch to Jordan Peterson. I feel like, unfortunately, it wasn't by choice. He didn't say, "Hey, Peterson, I'm choosing you to be my disciple." I mean, I'm talking about woo, like when the word salad. That's what I'm talking about. Peterson's word salad is pretty fucking good, pretty potent, pretty good. And Depop was the master, though. I want to see them two go against each other with word salad. Oh, I wonder what the fuck that would sound like. I wonder what that would sound like. Oh my god.
And I don't at all mean to be unkind, Dr. Chopra, but this sounds like but I don't mean this, but I think that was a disingenuous remark. You must have 8 or 10 titles that have sold hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of copies of books, in which you are telling people what you think the world is like, and you are enjoining them to believe their way. Nobody in his right mind nobody in their right mind would do that unless they were reasonably convinced their view was correct.
Yeah, he's right. See, if it was me, Deepai, he's saying take the gloves off. Yeah, he's saying finish me. Where you going, man? Finish the fight. You just think you can walk away? He's asking you to do the death blow, Deepak. He's asking you for the famous death blow, the finisher. Now, Deepak has one or two choices in this. If you watch any fucking media whatsoever, you should know exactly this fucking spoof that they do in almost every movie. You should know what the fuck I'm talking about. If you don't, go watch the movies. You figure out very quickly. there's only one or two options Deepak can leave with. Either Deepak can fucking kill him with the most epic finisher, or the most brutal finisher, I should say. Or he can turn, say something really badass, and still walk away into the sunset. Which is risky. It's very risky, that one. Because when you do that one, you never know if they're going to try to jump up and sneak attack you. You don't know. And sometimes they do. Sometimes they'll do it. It'll be obvious when they do it. But we'll find out. We'll find out on this episode of Show Them. That was tongues for word salad.
Way, I'm just expressing a worldview, that's all.
Yes, but your book is called The Way of Peace, isn't it?
I mean, they're endorsed by Christians, by bishops, by people all over the world. And, you know, some people agree with me and a lot don't.
Right, but if they don't agree with you, you probably think
they're mistaken. You can't impose your values on me, and I don't want to impose my values on you. And, you know, when you say I'm being disingenuous, that's not true. Absolutely not true. In fact, I talk about the wisdom of uncertainty in all my books.
My only point about disingenuity in this regard was that you say that you're open and you're not certain, but that seems unusual to say when somebody writes so many books that enjoins and encourages people to embrace his beliefs.
You know, I talk about uncertainty all the time. I talk about an evolving worldview. I talk about the fact that science is discovering that at the heart of creation, there is omniscience, there is omnipresence, there is omnipotence. But I cannot conceptualize that in somebody who's a person, who has been squeezed into the volume of a body and comes from a particular ethnic background.
Okay, well, you can't conceptualize that, but since you're uncertain, it might be the case then, because maybe you can be wrong, as you said, that this point of view is the correct view, even though it's hard for you to conceptualize, that the things that Jesus said taken
but
as a whole...
But you seem to be very sure that your point of view is correct, aren't you?
I'm pretty confident, but that's because I've looked carefully...
Yes, good luck.
And that's because I've looked carefully...
Good luck, so are the Islamists, so are the... Hindus, so are the Jains,
so are the
Zoroastrians. This
is precisely...
I told you. So, clearly he tried to walk away. And this nigga jumped up with a sneak attack. And he said, "Oh, bitch, I see you, bitch." That's what just happened. He just called him out of the blue. It's pretty much... this battle, it's over. Deepak won with a fucking nuke. I didn't expect it. I did not expect it. This match, clearly, there's only fucking 20 seconds left. This match is clearly won by Deepak Chopra. Who would have expected the fucking Krillin of the crew to fucking win the whole thing. No, he didn't win the whole thing. Hell no. But he clearly beat this guy. Who is this? This must be Hercule. We found Hercule, man. Krillin beat Hercule. If you don't know who Krillin and Hercule are, it's probably because you're not as lame as me, which is a good thing. You don't really want to know who they are. I mean, maybe you do. It depends how much you like action. Holy shit. That was... Oof. Man.
Precisely why psychological confidence isn't enough. You need more than psychological confidence. You need good reasons to support that. And this is why a lot of work that I've done and Leah's done as well is to give reasons for faith. So we're not taking a jump, a leap of faith. It's not religious wishful thinking, but we are trying to build knowledge based on good rationale.
Oh, that was the end of it. Well, I guess he got a lucky strike in the end. He got the last word, but Depot fucking won that. If you're going by our reasons, he had more reasons than you guy. He had a lot more reasons than you. And not only that, your reasoning is terrible. Your reasoning is what's off. That's the whole point. That's the whole problem. You're saying, oh yeah, reasoning, the foundation of your reasoning is what's wrong and is what is broken. That's the whole problem. That's the whole situation, guy. Like, just, I don't know. This dude just made another video where I should have downloaded that too. Where he's literally explaining how he says atheists don't view reality correctly, or we don't comport with atheism doesn't comport with reality. And I was just thinking, like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? And then it made me think, maybe he's crazy and he really does interact with God on a regular basis. And it's all in his head. Like, he hears an audible voice talk back to him. Like, and maybe he's that guy. Who knows? Or he's just in denial, but I'm gonna go with denial because I don't want to call him fucking stupid. Anyway, this is the Secular Atheist Podcast. The next episode we'll be doing spirit science. Oh my god. Spirit science? No. Okay. Whew, I'm gonna have to put a day in between that. Oh no. All right. Till next time. Love you guys.